We continue with our Infinity Insurance campaign right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Tonight we will be discussing your Christmas checklist. Infinity Insurance CEO Sharon Patterson joins us again. Hello.
Thank you. Nice to be with you again.
Silly season is upon us.
Especially as we get towards the 16th of December.
Oh, yes. What does one need to have in their Christmas or festive season break checklist where insurance is concerned?
When you're going on holiday, you normally make all kinds of arrangements like buying your Christmas presents, making sure you've booked the dog into the kennels. But what a lot of people forget to do is to do their insurance checklist.
Mm.
What do you have to do? First of all, you need to make sure at this critical time that your policy still complies with your requirements. If you have not gone through your policy recently, then I would suggest that you give your broker a call and arrange to sit down together,
mm-hmm.
go through your policy, and make sure that everything that you have and want to and need to insure has been insured.
Okay.
For example, if you're going to be towing a trailer down to the beach,
mm.
do you have liability cover if your trailer has a flat wheel or breaks an axle and you leave it unattended next to the road while you drive off to the necessary repairer? What happens if someone drives into your trailer? Do you have that liability cover? What about items which you would not normally take out of your home that you're taking on holiday with you? Maybe your DSTV decoder. Make sure that that is insured away from your home. Then you get to what you've left behind at home. Are your items stolen from your home only covered if you have an alarm and the alarm is switched on?
Mm.
If so, please check well in advance that your alarm is actually working.
Yes.
If it's not working, you need time to get it repaired. It's no good discovering on the day you leave that you have no alarm.
Most definitely.
If you've done extensions to your building, is the security there compliant with your policy requirements?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how often people forget to advise their insurer that they've built on a room with maybe an unprotected sliding door.
True.
And as luck would have it, that's where the burglars come in.
Mm, mm. That said, what is most commonly forgotten? I can imagine the rush of maybe going on holiday. You don't necessarily check all the doors and make sure everything is secure before you leave. Anything can happen. You could leave some things to chance. What do we mostly forget to do?
Funnily enough, the thing that people do forget is to make sure that they have enough money in their bank account to meet the January debit.
Yes.
It's often long after December payday, which tends to happen early.
Mm.
And if your debit bounces at the beginning of January, and you have not paid within the 15-day grace period, you might just find yourself in trouble. So make sure you leave enough money there to pay your insurance in January.
Yes, that is such a very good one. What happens then if your insurance doesn't meet your needs?
Well, I have to say, then you go onto the Infinity Online website and take the cover that you do need.
Yeah. In terms of insurance that you can't lose, what are those critical things that one should think about that I am maybe covered for the household contents, maybe the car? What happens if you're not covered for maybe a natural disaster? You are away on holiday, it rains heavily, and things are damaged by the time you get back. What do you do in a situation like that?
Certainly what you should make absolutely sure of is that you do have cover both for your building
mm.
and for your contents at home. As you rightly say, yes, there could be a flood while you're away, or your geyser could simply burst.
Yes.
And if you are away from home, then the damage does tend to be more
mm.
because you're not there to stop it. You know, provided you're not away for longer than 60 consecutive days,
mm.
most insurance policies would cover you for that.
Okay.
And when you get back, yes, that's the time to then do the damage control and call your insurance company.
Wonderful. That was Infinity Insurance CEO Sharon Patterson talking to us about your Christmas checklist right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.